Congratulations. What a game. And, you know, luckily you don't have any hair to pull out, because that was one of those games that could have been a hair puller tonight.
Oh, man. It definitely had its highs and lows, that's for sure. You know, it was just a lot of stoppages. Not a real good flow to the game, really. But, you know, a ton of credit to our guys, because they kept grinding. You know, they never gave up. You know, down 10. It wasn't looking real good, but, you know, just kept going and kept going and kept digging away at it, and, you know, found a way to, you know, to get an opportunity there at the end of regulation. And I thought Jordan shot it. Where I was looking at it, man, it looked like it was good. But, you know, when we had the opportunity to go into overtime, you know, the guys in the huddle were, you know, you could tell they were excited. You know, they felt like they battled and they got that chance to go into overtime, and you could kind of see a fire get lit underneath of them. But, you know, it's a big free throw that Bo knocks down, especially after you miss that front end of it. You know, the pressure kind of mounts even more, and he was able to knock it down. So, you know, a ton of credit goes to those guys.
Well, you know, where it all starts for you guys is in the first half. You have Bo Hess on the bench with two fouls. He did not play the entire second quarter. And then a few minutes later, Justin Froh gets his second foul. So you're down two big starters in the game. So you bring in Jestrom, and he gets up with 7 points. Marshall Froh has a big first half for you guys. Put you guys in the lead in the first half by two. And Zach Carson comes in, has not scored all year in varsity, gets 3 first-half points. Your bench was huge for you guys tonight.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. You know, you look down the bench right there in the middle of the second quarter, and it's Bo, Justin, and then Drew joined the party there with them too, or Kyle, one of them. And it's just, you know, when they're calling it the way that they were calling it, and, you know, I get it. At times, you know, we had our hands on them, and I get some of those, but, man, you can't get in the way all the time and let guys, you know, take away from the competitiveness of the sport. You know, they're battling down there, so you got to let them play a little bit. And you know, at times they did, but at times they didn't. And it just, like I said, there wasn't any real flow to the game. It just kept getting broke up so much. And you don't want that as a coach or a player, for sure, because it's kind of hard to get into that rhythm. But, you know, with the bench, you know, we had guys step up. We had some mental mistakes, you know, some rotation issues. But, you know, Jess was huge in that second quarter. I mean, he was, I think, you know, honestly, since, you know, about 3-4 games ago, I think he has turned into a different, you know, different player for us. He is so much more aggressive than he has been in the past. You know, putting the ball on the ground, he's finishing around the basket. He's not turning down wide open jump shots. And so, you know, it makes you a little bit harder to guard when you're out there. Now it's not, oh, you know, we got to know where Bo's at or Drew's at or Jordan or something like that. You know, Justin steps up and knocks down a huge three when they take a 4-point lead, I believe. And then, you know, Marshall, you know, in the first quarter was very aggressive going to the basket. You know, Reed played solid minutes for us defensively. Zach really, you know, he battled down there as well as he could and did a great job. You know, very pleased with them and all of them. And the guys that didn't play on the bench, man, they were into the game the entire time. They were very excited. They were talking to their teammates, and that's what you got to have. The five guys out there are only part of the team, and you need your teammates on the bench supporting you, and they did a great job of that tonight.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing was is he had to work around Anthony Kinzer. Yes, he had probably about 4 or 5 blocks at least, but he had 11 points. He had to work around that as well. You got him out of the game with 2 minutes to go. I thought that was big. Even though it went to overtime, it was big with 2:04 to go in the game, and that allowed a little bit of room, allowed some openings in that 1-3-1 that was tough to get around all night.
No, it is. I mean, they're long. I mean, heck, it's 6'5", 6'5", 6'9", 6'4", and then, you know, the Brown kid's 6'1", you know, and he's lengthy, so they're extremely long, and 1-3-1 on a floor this size, you know, really shrinks the floor down, and it makes it really, really hard. And, you know, we did not do a very good job of attacking it at times. I thought when we came down and we were aggressive off of our break and tried to attack it off the bounce to get, you know, to kind of get their defense shifting, I thought that was probably the best we had looked. But when we came down, we were just, the ball was sticking a little bit too much, and we were allowing them way too much time to rotate and get set in their defense. But with all that said, you know, they just kept battling and they kept fighting. And it, I mean, down 10 to this team, where it didn't look like we were going to score again for a while. I mean, Jordan hits a huge three, you know, and then it just kind of got the lid off and everybody else decided they were going to chip in a little bit. But, you know, back to, you know, Kinzer getting fouled out. You know, the last play we run that we draw up in the huddle right there, Bo's gonna go down and attack the rim, and if he's in the game, that adds a bit of a problem to it. So,
yeah.
You know, it ends up being a pretty big thing, you know, when you look at the end, the last play that we ran.
Yeah, Jordan stepped up big. He had 11 points in that fourth quarter overtime for 17, and you guys win it by a single point. That's all you needed, 61-60.
I'll take it.
Tuesday night, it's Goodland to wrap up the regular season. This is kind of a tough game in a way because not only will we get Goodland on Tuesday nights, but it's pretty much 100% that you're going to get them first round of Substate.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's never easy to play a team and you know, in that short of a time span. But I told our guys in the locker room, you know, it's a great win. You know, have some fun with it tonight on the way home. I'm sure they'll blare some music or something. But I told them, I said, when Goodland comes to town, you know, it's got to be a very sharp game. It's got to be a well-executed ball game. And you know, we need to establish ourselves and kind of leave no doubt that, hey, when you come back, you know, next week, it's going to be a hard time for you. So, but the last time we played them, Drew hit 7 threes. We haven't hit that many threes in a game since then. So, you know, they're probably thinking they got a pretty good chance if we don't shoot the ball that well. And we just have to find different ways if we're not shooting the three. But, you know, very proud about the guys tonight.
Once again, it's Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Beavers survive one and escape Hugoton with a one-point win in overtime. Seventh straight win here in Hugoton in the series. And, Coach, it's all been in league play.
Hey, at least we didn't break that streak. We broke several others.
It happens. Coach, congratulations on the win. Enjoy it. We'll see you Tuesday.
Thanks.